The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. In April of 1917, the United States entered into World War I. While all wars are caused by the selfishness of man, the desire of our people as a whole was not our gain. Rather, it was to protect the liberty which God had entrusted to us. And our people responded in great numbers to the request of President Woodrow Wilson to observe a day of public humiliation, prayer, and fasting on May 11, 1918. He requested our people to, quote, humbly and devoutedly acknowledge our dependence on Almighty God with religious solemnity and the offering of fervent supplications to Almighty God for the safety and welfare of our cause. His blessings on our arms and a speedy restoration of an honorable and lasting peace to the nations of the earth. End quote. Our prayers were heard and graciously answered. Few would argue that it was American arms which won the day for liberty in the nations of the earth and brought this mighty scourge of war to an end. And while answered prayer cannot be scientifically proven, an honest analysis of the outcome of battles and their timing can only admit that God's hand was evident. One soldier readily gave credit to the Lord for an almost unbelievable feat he accomplished in October of 1918. In a battle in France, Corporal Alvin York's battalion was pinned down by over 30 German machine guns. When all but 8 in Corporal York's platoon were killed, he assumed command and worked his way around a mountainside to hopefully get a view of the German machine gun nests. Reared in the mountains of Tennessee, he was at home in the woods and an expert marksman. He gained his view and began to pick off one at a time the German soldiers manning those guns. He killed about 25 of them, then captured their major, forcing him to surrender his entire command of 132 men. For such an amazing feat, York was promoted to sergeant and awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. Yet, he steadfastly refused to take credit for what he'd done. He stated, quote, "Some of them officers have been saying that I, being a mountain boy and accustomed to the woods, done all these things the right way just by instinct. I'd never gotten much learning from books except the Bible. And maybe my instincts are more natural. But that ain't enough to account for the way I come out alive, and with all those German soldiers raining death on me, I'm a-telling you the hand of God must have been in that fight. Just think of them 30 machine guns raining fire on me point blank from a range of only 25 yards, and all them thar rifles and pistols besides, those bombs, and then those men charged with fixed bayonets. Yet I never received a scratch, and bring in 132 prisoners. I've got only one explanation," he said, "that God must have heard my prayers." When later a movie was made of his life, highlighting this battle, York showed his Christian character by donating his earnings from it to funding a Christian school near his home. This unselfish act stands in such stark contrast to the selfishness which started this awful war in the first place. But then, didn't Jesus say of his followers, "Ye are the light of the world"? Are you willing to stand and speak up for liberty, for Christian education? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Also, you can learn about our Basic American Heritage Seminar, which shows why God birthed this nation. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.